Let us bow for a brief moment of prayer. Righteous eternal God, I declare I need you this evening. We need you. Make your presence known just one more time. Fill the sanctuary. Speak in Jesus' mighty name. And we all say amen. I have the seventh word. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. My title this evening is Committed to the Grave. 7 minutes from this moment. Sister Dana, from the very beginning, the Bible declares, Pastor, the coming of a promised Messiah. Amen. The Messiah that would free all of Israel from their enemies and those that hold them captive. Genesis declares him as the offspring to break the serpent's head. Yeah. Micah declares in 5:2, he was to be born in Bethlehem of Judah. Zach declares he will ride into Jerusalem on a donkey, Sister Dana, with salvation and greatness in his hands. I am trying to convey to you, Sean, that Jesus, before he was even born, had a prophetic destiny and purpose. My beloved brothers and sisters, the promise of a messianic Messiah is in twofold. His coming and his conquering is his purpose. His coming brings the power of God to the earth. Henceforth, the reason he can raise the dead, turn water into wine, heal the sick, and rebuke the pride. But his conquering here on the earth grants us access to harness the power of God that we may do these things ourselves. That's why you can speak to mountains and they be thy removed into the sea. That's why you can declare and decree, I ain't gonna be broke all my life. That's why when that devil rise up to make you angry and to steal your joy, you can declare no weapons formed against me will ever prosper, because you've grasped hold of and harnessed the power of God. I gotta confess, I feel my help and I feel like preaching. I got 6 minutes and 35 seconds. But this life as a conqueror requires commitment, faith, and the pursuit of the cross. Brothers and sisters, Jesus was the very embodiment of God the Father. Everything he did brought him one step closer to the cross. Beloved, you must understand that this place where he lay with his back to the wood, his head to the splinters, as he lays there dehydrated, hemodrogosis taking over, blood falls to the ground, stains the wood. He lays there because he's supposed to be there. He is there for a purpose and a reason. He transforms a dirty, rocky Golgotha Hill to a grand cathedral, a place where sinners and all mankind can receive salvation. Blue people, white people, red people, green people, yellow people, drug addicts, abusers, liars, backstabbers, everyone is now welcome into the temple of God, along with all their issues, low self-esteem, self-hatred, hurt, deposits in their spirits. You can come to the foot of God and receive your healing. Can I share with you? This is the plan of God for salvation for all mankind. 6 minutes even. Side note, aren't you glad that God got a plan for us for salvation? I mean, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you can say, I don't look like what I've been through because of salvation. Heart been broke. Folk then left me for dead. Checking account on zero. But God still loves me. And when God still loves me, I got all of his promises. And can I go on and shame the devil and tell the truth? That's worth shouting about. That's worth waving your hands. That's worth stomping your feet. That's worth giving God the glory. Jesus' life was nothing short of being committed to God the Father in the pursuit of the cross. Don't you get this twisted. He was misunderstood, mistreated, nowhere to lay his head, living through storms and boats rocking back and forth, folk lying on him, mistreating him, beaten, mocked, crown of thorns. Oh God, I feel feeling good. Crown of thorns on his head, made to drink the bitter wine, poked in his side. But you know what? He ain't come down off that cross. He was committed to serve his Father in heaven and to love all mankind, redeeming us back to God. Committed to the cross. Ain't that some of the problem here in Christ's church? Every time old church Negro say something to you, you want to get mad and get on Facebook. You want to go home angry. You want to declare, I ain't taking my tithe to that church no more. The devil is a liar. That ain't nothing but the devil trying to trick you, scheme you to leave your prophetic destiny. Don't you know when you confess Christ, the cross is your purpose and your destiny. You may cry with the cross, you may hurt with the cross, but you gonna get up with the cross. Because when the cross got your back, oh baby, it's more than a world against you. You cry, but cry with the cross. You weep, but weep with the cross. You love, but love with the cross. Beloved, I submit to you that oftentimes we Christians, we don't want to submit to the cross because we don't want to die to the cross. We like gossiping. We like cheating. We like drinking. We like smoking bobs. We like snorting coke. We like mistreating our wives and husbands. We like doing these things because they fulfill the devil's purpose and it feels good. You don't want no struggle like Jesus had to struggle, because if we had to struggle by Jesus with our own power and our own will, it'll break us back. But don't you know, I didn't left the script. God has given you access to the power. You ain't got to struggle with the cross. You just got to hold on to the cross. Oh, it's raining outside. I got the cross. Bad doctor's report. I got the cross. Husband cheating on me. I got the cross. You might as well hit that piano, brother. I'm going to preach. I got the cross. Beloved, the cross is what carries us over. The sky darkens, the Bible says. The thunder rolls. The lightning flashes. Everyone gathers around to watch Jesus go to his death. But Jesus utters, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Can I take you on back down to the south? Can I go on down to Tobacco Road? Can I travel down 85? Get off somewhere around 58? take you on down through Clarksville, Virginia, Raleigh, Durham, Charlotte, to an old country church with a wooden floor where old preacher would say it was right about then that the God himself, Jesus, dropped his shoulders, put his head to the splinters, gave up the ghost, went on down to hell, knocked on the door, and the demons started to tremble, and the devil started to tremble. You see, because the devil thought, the trick with Judas for 30 pieces of silver would hold him down. Death thought the nails to the cross would keep him. But little did they know, the circumstance and the situation look bleak. But don't you get it twisted. I'm coming, Jeff. There's a blessing in a dead Jesus. We want to take Jesus off the cross. We want to preach Jesus in the Easter. But don't you go too fast. Leave Jesus on the cross. Let him lay there all day Friday. Let him lay there all day Saturday. But let him get up Sunday. Because when he gets up, he done been down to hell. He done conquered all our sins. He done wiped all our sins away. He done conquered our molester. He done conquered our addictions. He done conquered all our pains. But when he gets up, he's victorious. So we victorious. I'm trying to tell you, and I'm going to get out your way. What do you do while you're waiting on? When you're waiting on Easter morning, you go on and wait. Wait with anticipation. Wait with hope. Wait with joy. Wait with praise. Because when Easter comes, all your sin is turned to righteousness. All your despair is turned to hope. All your hurt is turned to joy. And I want to offer you a way of escape. I want to offer you a love that's undeniable. I want to offer you hope and don't despair. I want to offer you a love that never turns away. You say yeah. Yes. Say yeah. Yes. Say yeah. Good night.
Amen. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Hallelujah.
And all. We thank God for the Good Friday experience. We thank God for the faithful preachers and the deacons and our that have decided that they are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation. We thank God for our choir this evening. God bless you all. Keep preaching that word, teaching that word to a world that's dying. This Good Friday experience. Please stand all over the sanctuary. I don't know what it means to you, but we are here this evening because Jesus decided not to come down from that cross. He decided to stay for you and for me. I don't want it to take it for granted. I look around and I know most of you that, but I don't want to take it for granted that everyone has accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior. So we do open the door right now for anyone that's been coming to church, but you're never really just bowed before God and said, God, I repent and I know I need a Savior. I know I can't get it right on my own. Is there anybody here this evening? Is there anyone here that recognize I'm truly just a churchgoer? But during this season, I'm going to recommit my life to Christ because he did not come down from that cross. So as we move to close, this is a good night to bow at the altar and say, Jesus, thank you for not coming down. Thank you, Lord God, that I am saved because of your obedience to God. You said, thou will be done, God, and not my will. So is there anyone here that just need to bow at the altar tonight? We're going to take some time before we dismiss this evening.